book online in advance. So I was like, no bother, I'll do that next time. Like, how hard can it be to book a train ticket online? I don't know if you've ever tried to book a train ticket online. It's the most complicated process I've ever been through. It must have been easier putting a space shuttle on the moon. It's insane. Like, the first bit makes sense. That's where are you going from? Where are you going to? Like, what's the date and what's the time? Like, they need that information, you know what I mean? Then they ask, like, what sort of ticket do you want? Do you want a first? Do you want a standard? Do you want a single? Do you want a return? Do you want a peak? Do you want an off-peak? Do you want a super off-peak? Do you want a super off-peak midweek? Do you want a super off-peak midweek advance? Super saver anytime, family and friends here, saver discount, fucking travel. I don't fucking know. I just want to go to Coventry. I don't even want to go to Coventry. I've got to go there for work. What even cover the cost of this fucking ticket? Stop punishing me. This cruel charade, you know what I mean? I get down further, they'll like select a seat. It's like, do you want to be near a luggage rack? Do you want to be near the toilet? Do you want a quiet coach? Do you want a plug? Do you want Wi-Fi? Do you want a table? Do you want a window seat? Do you want an aisle seat? Do you want me going the same direction as the train? I hope I'm going the same direction. I'm travelling perpendicular to the train, just levitating 10 feet above fields of barley. Information you could possibly need to get a mortgage application in my name. It's like, what's your title? What's your first name? What's your last name? What's your address? What's your big loan credit card number that you can't read because it's all in that square writing from 1972 for some reason. It's rubbed off in your pocket. What's the date on it? Not that date. The other date. Just a little pissy number in the back. Please do not not tick here if you do not want us to not send you. Put it in again, just in case you fuck it up the first time. You create your password. Then I click the thing to buy the ticket, it says there's already an account associated with it. I can't remember the password, I'm not Rain Man, you know what I mean? I have to click the thing to get a new password. That sends it over to my email address, like I've got to log in at my email account, like sift through all the spam they've already sent me, like find the thing with the linking it, going there, clicking the link, brings me back over to the train site, but it's lost all that stuff. I spent about 3 days putting in. It's Tuesday by this point, I'm late for